Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. A big thank you to everyone who's out there sending in story ideas. It's one of my favorite things to get. I can't make every single one of them, unfortunately, because I only do three of these a week. But I hope that you keep them coming either way. Loving the voice messages. And today we're going to do a voice message that I got a little while ago, but it just took me a bit to figure out how to make it. Let's have a listen.
I would like a story about a planet filled with gremlins and dwarves that like to eat books and ride flying carpets.
That suggestion was from Ethan, and Ethan, challenge accepted. Also, special note, Taylor, if you're listening, not Swift, just Taylor of some kind, you left me a voicemail, it was half cut off, so I have no idea what your story idea was, so write that in again. Anyways, on to the story. Time to get as comfy as you can in those beds, close your eyes, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship once again. You seem to be sitting on the couch. You look around from left to right. Nothing seems too strange. Changer sitting on the couch beside you, currently the size and shape of a human dog, which is one of his favorite things to transform into. As you look out the window, you see a pretty strange-looking planet below you. Oh, what's that place? You ask Spaceship. That is some sort of dwarf and gremlin planet, Spaceship explains. Half of it is taken up by a gremlin sanctuary of some kind. The other half seems to be inhabited almost entirely by dwarves, along with some local animals and plants, Spaceship explains. What do you mean by dwarves, you ask? The dwarves seem to be a proud people, a little shorter than humans. However, they are much stronger. They also value mechanical engineering and knowledge, Spaceship explains. Cool. What about the gremlins? What's up with those things? The gremlins seem to be a very cute species. However, it is probably important to note that the dwarves have allocated them to a single continent. As I am not detecting any gremlins in the dwarven part of the planet, I can only assume that they have put them on a separate continent on purpose. I wonder what that purpose is. There's only one way to find out. Let's go check it out, you order. Understood, Spaceship says. You fly down through the atmosphere and towards the continent that's full of gremlins. Cute little creatures that look a little bit like monkeys with slightly pointy ears. Or if that thing was mixed with a koala bear, sort of. As you fly over the gremlin sanctuary, you look down at the beauty of nature. Trees and rivers and lakes and grass, as far as you can see. And scattered throughout the entire continent were little gremlins. The kind of pointed-eared monkey koala creatures that inhabited this planet. You fly down towards the surface and land on the ground in a big clearing. The back hatch opens up and you walk out the door. Soon, a whole bunch of the little gremlins make their way over towards you. They stay a little bit back, a nice safe distance, and they make all sorts of strange sounds as they look at each other. They're kind of ugly, but also kind of cute all at the same time. You get a weird feeling about them in general. One of the gremlins begins to walk towards you. A gray furred gremlin that looks more like a koala bear than any of the others. As he looks up at you, he reaches his arms up in the air. You bend down, you scoop up the cute gremlin, and he stares into your eyes. And as he stares into your eyes, you get a strange sensation that sends a chill through your spine for a minute. As you open your eyes, you can't stop thinking about books. I've never wanted to read this much in my life, you say, placing the little gremlin, koala-like creature down on the ground. Spaceship, this is kind of boring. Let's head to the other side of the planet. Maybe they have something I can read. You walk back onto the spaceship and close the back hatch. As it closes, you hear a strange scratching noise for a second with a little clunk. You look back towards the door, but you don't see anything of interest. You head over to the command chair, reactivate the spaceship, and hover up into the air. You fly out over the Gremlin continent, across the ocean, and soon you find the Dwarven City. Much like a medieval city from Earth, there's old-looking buildings and some really beautifully created towers and buildings that look like churches. Spaceship cloaks itself in invisibility mode as you get a closer look at the city. When you look down, you see various dwarves flying around the city from place to place on magic carpets. There's magic carpets of all sorts of shapes and sizes. Huge magic carpets that rival the size of school buses, carrying a whole bunch of dwarven children somewhere. Maybe school. Others are smaller, carrying one or two passengers. And some seem to be used to carry cargo around the city. Magic carpets are really useful, you realize. Let's land somewhere safe nearby, and then we can figure out a way to explore this city. Understood, spaceship responds. You fly just to the outskirts of the Dwarven City, and you land in a little field beside it. The back hatch opens up, and you walk out of the invisible ship. To others, it would seem like you appeared from absolutely nowhere. As you walk into the field, Changer runs out of the ship after you. Oh, you want to come too, buddy? All right, sounds good. And, spaceship, any way you can program my watch with, like, a dwarven disguise or something like that? Yes, Spaceship says, I've already taken the liberty. Check your watch now. You look down at your watch, and blinking in front of you is a picture of a dwarf. You press on the picture, and little tiny robots or nanites fly out of your watch. They start to cover your whole body until they solidify into a protective armor. A protective armor that, in this case, makes you look exactly like a dwarf. As you look down at your arms and legs, you see that they're particularly muscular. You seem to be wearing some standard dwarven clothing, and you fit right in. You look over to Changer, and you say, I guess now we just have to find some transportation. Changer barks twice, then jumps up into the air. and begins to morph its shape, flattening itself out and spreading itself from side to side and changing its color until it's, until Changer turned into a magic carpet that for some reason is floating in the air in front of you. You see a little tiny dog-shaped mouth at the front, which barks twice. Okay, you say as you step onto the magic carpet that is made of Changer. You sit down on the carpet, and Changer lifts you up into the air, and you begin flying through the Dwarven City. You pass all sorts of different magic carpets of all shapes and sizes, carrying all sorts of people and animals, cargo, anything you can imagine. The Dwarven City streets are full of dwarves walking from place to place, trading things on the streets, buying stuff from street vendors. It's a really busy place. And for whatever reason, there seems to be a whole bunch of blacksmiths pounding iron into different shapes and sizes, swords and horseshoes and, well, armor, of course. As you fly over the city, you see a huge building in the distance. You have a feeling of deja vu, a feeling like you've seen that building before. And even that you really want to go towards it. Curious where the feeling's coming from, you fly towards the building. As you land in front of it, you see that it's some sort of library. People seem to be walking in and out with books. You look up at the sign above it, and it says, Dwarven Library of Sacred Knowledge. Cool. I really feel like reading right now for some reason. You step off of the magic carpet, and as you do, the carpet transforms into what could only be described as a dwarven dog. An almost bulldog-like creature with a very different shaped head. You and Changer walk inside. You see walls and walls of books, shelves that go up stories and stories high. The bookshelves seem to be able to move back and forth, up and down, moving themselves to come towards the people who want the books. The library has quite a few dwarves inside it, but it's not crazy busy or anything like that. You start to walk through the aisles of books, and you see all sorts of really interesting topics. Dwarven blacksmithing, dwarven armor making, dwarven shield creation. To be honest, all of the books are actually about weapons and armor creation, but it's still a really impressive number of them. You feel something strange on your back for a second, and then you catch some sort of movement out of the corner of your eye. You look over to see what it was, and you see the gremlin from the other continent jumping off of your space armor into the pile of books. Oh no. Get back here, you say, trying to lure the gremlin back towards you. After all, Spaceship did warn you that they were probably separated for good reason. The gremlin looks directly at you. It tries to put on the cutest smile that it has. All the while, its other arm reaches out, grabs a book, and shoves it inside his mouth. With a few bites, the gremlin seems to fully absorb the book. He hiccups once, his body starts to glow, and then he splits into two gremlins. those two gremlins both grab a book, eat it, and, well, you may have guessed it by now, but they split into two gremlins as well. Before you can even think to stop it, the gremlins continue to eat books and split in two. Seeing the size of the library, the number of gremlins that could be activated here is very, very worrisome. As the dwarven people see the gremlins, they point and they begin to run. One of them hits an alarm on the wall. They can't have a gremlin alarm, can they? The dwarves run out of the building as quickly as they can, and suddenly all the doors and all of the windows slam shut with huge metal shutters. Oh no. It seems that the dwarves must have encountered this sort of thing before and created some contingency plans just in case it happened again. You're now stuck inside a library with book-eating gremlins that seem to replicate every time they eat a book. By now, the gremlins are crawling over half of the library, continuing to eat books and continuing to split in two. That's when you remember the gremlin cards you have. The magic gremlin cards. The lightning, the ice, and the fire ones. You close your eyes and focus inward. Soon you feel three cores of power inside you. You focus on one of the cores, the one that feels kind of hot, and you will it to appear in front of you. A fire gremlin. You do the same for the icy cold core, and the one that feels kind of like pinpricks or sparkles. Soon the three gremlins are in front of you, a fire gremlin, an ice gremlin, and of course a lightning gremlin. Stop them, you say. The gremlins look at you, look at each other, and then immediately go to battle, shooting fire and ice and lightning all over the place. Unfortunately, the results aren't exactly what you were hoping for. Instead of stopping the gremlins, they seem to just kind of upset the gremlins and wreck the library even more than you were thinking. When you realize it isn't working, you turn to Spaceship. Spaceship, any ideas here? I have several. However, I have one that I believe will work best. I have already been working on it. Oh, thanks. What is it? I have created special books designed to make the gremlins fall asleep instead of replicate. Cool. Well, can you bring them here as quickly as possible? Understood, Spaceship says. Soon you see a glowing light beside you. Something that looks like it was the size of a fly starts to grow and grow and grow until you realize that it is Spaceship. Spaceship lands, now full size, directly in the center of the library. Two cannons pop out of the top of the spaceship, and it begins to fire books. It shoots books all over the place towards all of the little gremlins. And as the gremlins see them coming, they turn around and they fall for the bait. The gremlins start jumping in the air, scooping up the books as quickly as they can, and eating them almost immediately. Spaceship continues to launch the special books, and the gremlins continue to eat them. Bit by bit, instead of glowing and splitting in two, the gremlins just seem to have their energy drained. They close their eyes, and they fall over on the floor. Despite seeing all of the other gremlins falling over from eating the books. The ones that haven't fallen asleep yet seem to continue falling for the trick. Before too long, all of the gremlins are fast asleep. You recall the three cards for the fire, ice, and lightning gremlins back into your body, and you look towards Spaceship. Spaceship opens up the back hatch and begins sending all sorts of robots out. Robots with little nets that scoop up the gremlins and then fly them inside the ship. As you enter the ship, you notice that it's surprisingly large inside. Some sort of spatial magic going on once again. You enter a huge cargo bay where all of the robots are storing the gremlins in tiny little cages off to the side. You walk through the cargo area and enter into the main part of the spaceship. Baffled at how such a huge ship is fitting in such a small library. Oh well, it's kind of neat either way. When the robots are done collecting every single gremlin, you make Spaceship scan the area twice, just to make sure none are left. Then, you shrink down the ship, sneak back out of the place, and you begin to grow back to your normal size as Spaceship flies towards the Gremlin continent. Once again, you fly swiftly over the ocean until you find the other continent full of forests and rivers and grass, and also full of gremlins. You now see that they were here for a reason. You realize you really ought to be careful about what you're doing on alien planets. You land the spaceship, and one by one, the spaceship flies each of the gremlins back out and away from the ship. At the same time, Spaceship begins to fire some of the special sleep books around the area. The curious gremlins who are nearby come over, quickly eat the books, and fall asleep. It's probably the best way you can think of to make sure another gremlin doesn't sneak onto the ship. When all of the gremlins are unloaded, and Spaceship and the robots have triple-checked that there are no gremlins attached to the hull or anything like that, you lift up off the ground, and you fly away into space once again. As you fly away from the dwarven book gremlin planet, you lay down on the couch. It's a really comfortable couch. You close your eyes, and you allow your mind to just start drifting away as your arms and legs relax and sink down deeper and deeper into the couch. And the further you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go, allowing your mind to just drift away to thoughts of new dreams and new things to come. Good night, everyone.